Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm having one of them mornings. When Sally phoned me up, I nearly dropped my phone, and just as I come on, I just dropped my pen on the floor.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it is Wednesday, and I think if there's a day of the week where everything's allowed to fall apart a little bit, Wednesday is the one. What's happening on the Mind Trench today? Where are you taking us?
I've got two things to talk about, right? They both just jumped out at me this week.
Okay.
The first one is I saw a headline, and it said, "What happens if quantum physicists can prove reality isn't real?" And then there was this,
oh,
mind blowing, and there was this little sort of like one paragraph, and I read it, and it basically said, "Oh, we're going to tell you more about this next week." brilliant. But then I had a little think about it, and I read this little blurb, and this is what I come up with. Okay, right now, right this second, nobody's listening to what is going to be a podcast. That's not a philosophical statement about the fact no one's listening to it now. It's a declaration of the literal.
Okay.
This radio station, what we're doing now, everything, it's quite possible that none of these things exist, or that they all exist, but the reality they exist in doesn't.
What? Now, this is a lot for my Wednesday morning brain.
I haven't
even
had a coffee yet.
Right, well, I'm just going to stop there right now, because when I wrote that down and I reread it, I was sitting there thinking, and this thing just popped into my head, and I don't know whether I'll come up with a new quote. If no one's heard this before, I'm claiming it.
Nice.
And just in my head, and I wrote it down, it says, "Just because I said this, it doesn't mean I understand this."
I relate to that one quite a lot.
Yeah, just, I think that's true for a lot of people.
I don't know if I've heard that before, or I'm a bit of a genius.
Well, I think you're a bit of a genius, probably, so we're just going to attribute it to you now.
Probably heard it. So if there's any listeners who heard that before, yeah, don't tell me. No, tell me, because I've got a bit of a swagger on. Anyway, the thing is, they didn't actually say there could be another explanation. Everything could be real, and it does exist.
Ooh.
And if this is reality, it's rubbish, isn't it? I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I was in charge of sort of organising what reality was supposed to look like now, I'd have changed a few things from what we're currently seeing. Let's put it like that.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of other things as well. But I can't wait for next week and really see what's happening.
Yeah, it will be good. Yeah. We miss you in the studio, Rob. We really do. Although I have to say I've been enjoying tuning in on Saturday to get what's happening in Emmerdale, because otherwise I wouldn't know. And every week you drop bombshells on us for, you know, the cliffhangers that they leave us on.
It's quite funny now, because all of a sudden the spin-off are talking about it.
Really? Well, you got there first.
Apparently there's some political person blogger down in Wellington that was mentioning it as well.
Everybody's on Emmerdale at the moment. You started the trend, Rob. You started the trend.
Of course. Right now, this one, I did have a bit of controversy, and this is right up there. I don't know if you can remember Ron Swanson winning Pawnee Woman of the Year.
I do, yep.
Or is it Jaffa Cake, a cake or a biscuit?
Yeah, that's a spicy argument there.
I mean, I would still say it's a biscuit. But
all I say is you find them where all the other biscuits are. But anyway... The long-tailed bat has been granted entry into the New Zealand Bird of the Year.
Oh, I know.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I love the drama.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama there.
I'll tell you what, obviously Twitter went mad, because it is. And this is my favourite thing that's said on there. Allowing mammals to enter the Bird of the Year could prove a slippery slope, enabling cascading eligibility claims from reptiles or insects.
It is. I mean, so I'm assuming the reason that they've let the long-tailed bat be in there is because it's a little bit endangered, and also it flies.
I've got to be honest, it flies more than a lot of New Zealand birds when you think about it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do. I mean, it's getting us talking, Rob, and really at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
Communication.
Yeah, and I didn't know bats are New Zealand's only land-based mammals.
Yeah, we, you know, it's just bats.
I didn't know that either.
That's it. We had birds and bats.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, yeah.
And also, they're really little, but I love the description of them. They're about the size of a thumb and the wingspan of a hand. They're all different sizes.
Oh, I love it.
Very cute.
And they weigh the same as a $2 coin.
Wow. If they win, it's going to be so dramatic this year.
I know.
If
bats win. It's going to change the competition forever.
I've come up with an alternative, actually, and I think BFM should have its own one. It's called the Triple F, Favourite Flying Things. on the staff of dragonflies.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah. They are cool.
We have a very... I can't remember what its proper name is, but we have a very beautiful, I think... native dragonfly here in New Zealand. I'll look it up for you folks. And
when I lived in Alfriston, there used to be a creek at the bottom of where I live. In fact, my dog hopped for water and used to see dragonflies sometimes. It's just absolutely bonkers. But before I go, no strange controversy this lot, because in 2019, 900 votes arrived from Russia.
That's right, that's right.
Meddling. But it was judged legitimate because of we share the god with New Zealand shares it with Russia.
That's true.
Maybe
so they're allowed
to train the hackers before they started getting into politics. Maybe that's the right. Go over there and cause a bit of damage and see how you go.
Well, Rob, amazing. Favourite flying things. BFM listeners, you can text in what's your favourite flying thing on 5395, the Triple F. And you've picked us Rock Lobster this morning as your track.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think everybody needs to have a bit of a rev up, and this is my favourite rev up.
I reckon.
Nice.
If you can't jump out of this, you can't jump around, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
Don't do it. But.
A big tune. Hey, thank you, Rob. We miss you, and we will talk to you next week.
So just remember, just because I said that doesn't mean I understood it. Thank you.
No.
Rob out. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Down, down.
This is the B-52s with Rock Lobster, selected by the Bard of Bollocks this morning. Thank you very much to Rob. Thank you as well for texting through your favourite flying thing, the Triple F, that Rob has recommended be a new competition that we set up here. I appreciate the person who sent that their favourite flying thing is either paper planes or champagne corks, two very strong contenders.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.